Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
Hello, hello there, friend. Welcome back to another episode. Happy Tuesday. Are you guys surprised that we're here? If you're a believer, you know everything that you saw online about the eclipse on Monday and the end of the world and Jesus is coming and all the fear that came. I was like, can y'all chill? Nobody knows when this is going to happen. And all it was doing was it was causing a lot of people to be afraid. And so here we are. I was like, let me record my episode for Tuesday because, you know, we'll be here and we need to have a conversation about things. We need to continue our lives and just live in peace and don't worry about things that are gonna happen and overstress ourselves. Like, we're not supposed to be doing that. So happy Tuesday. I hope that you had a good Monday, that you didn't fall into the trap of being afraid. But anyways, today I want to talk to you about the constant need to scale up and how that's ruining your life. Now, you're probably like, what do you mean by scaling up? A lot of you probably have your own business. You're probably some type of entrepreneur or even in your life. Because honestly, even though I'm going to refer this episode more to the business side of things, you can also apply all of this stuff into how you're going about in your life. Because we also do this in our life. We set goals and we're constantly wanting to level up, right? That's what I mean by scaling up. Is when you think about your business and you want to scale, you're thinking about leveling up your business, making more money, offering more programs, or doing more, growing your company to be bigger. And so when you think about your life, it's the same thing. We're constantly thinking about, oh, how do I buy a bigger house? Or how do I buy a nicer car? Or, you know, I need to level up in life. And so we can do this in our lives as well and in our business. So I want you to think about this as you go through your day, because I do feel that a lot of us sometimes fall into this trap. We're going to call it the scale trap, where you're constantly feeling like you need to level up. You need to do more. And it is a trap, because I'm going to ask you some questions that I want you to ask yourself to really determine if this is even needed in your life, if this is even needed in your business. Now, what I mean by the scale trap is really just having a never-ending feeling, this constant pressure that you must scale your business or your life. If you think about living your life this way and running your business this way, this is not a really ideal situation to be in. This takes away from you just living your life. Everything that you think of becomes work, right? You never have time to just relax. You never have time to do things that you enjoy. Everything becomes making money. Everything becomes putting others first and never really having time for yourself. Because when you have to scale up, you're constantly thinking about the work you need to do for others, the services you need to provide for others, that you really don't have time to go, what do I need internally? What does my soul need? What do I need for joy? And it's not always work. As much as we love our work, some of us have made our work everything, and then we wonder why we're stressed. We wonder why we're unhealthy. We wonder why we can't enjoy the day, why we're anxious and stressed out to the point that we can't even sit down and plan a vacation and actually go on this vacation without working, or taking a weekend to hang out with your family without working. It's this constant pressure that you put on yourself that you have to scale. This takes away from other things that you may want to do, but you're not even allowing yourself to think about what those things are, or allowing yourself the time that you need to make to be able to do some of these things, because you're constantly on this scale trap. And so you're always having to work because there's a new goal to hit, a bigger goal to hit, more money to make, all the things that we talked about, right? And so this is a lot. This is a lot of pressure. It's not good for you. It's not good for you health-wise, with your stress level, with your mindset, and it's not manageable. If you think about it long-term, you may be able to function like this for a while and you'll do great things, because with hard work comes pretty good reward. But I want to be that voice to remind you that sometimes the business successes that we get don't allow us to bring the health successes, the good health, the time spent in our lives with our families. It takes away from a lot of different areas. And when you're so focused on scaling and leveling your life up and leveling your business, you kind of don't stop to see those things until it's too late and you realize you're exhausted and you're burnt out and you're unhappy and you're stressed and you're anxious and it's a lot to deal with. And so I want to be that voice to remind you that you don't have to give up one for the other, but you do need to chill with the whole constantly putting yourself in a situation where you don't think about anything else but work, because life is so much more than just what we do for work. Even if we love our job, I love my job. I love what I do, but I also love my life and I want to get to live it because I'm not going to have forever, right? Like I'm not going to be here forever. I'm not going to be this age forever. And so I want to be able to make memories and enjoy life as much as possible while also doing what I love for my work and making great things happen. One of the things that I think that we have seen in the last, I want to say 4 or 5 years, is there have been so many businesses that have gone away. There have been so many people that maybe we followed, maybe they were mentors of ours, that have gone away, never to be seen online anymore. The amount of creators that have gone away, the amount of people that maybe you followed on YouTube who had a lot of success building businesses and building brands on YouTube, they've gone away. A lot of coaches have gone away. A lot of social media, business gurus, mentors. I mean, every single category that you think of, there have been people who have gone away because they have burnt out. They did so much and put so much pressure on themselves to continue to scale that it got to a point that even with a team, they just hated it. They hated it and they went away. They let their businesses go. They shut everything down. They closed their social medias. They said goodbye. And then they went away to just live their lives, to enjoy those things that sometimes when we're so plugged in and focused on the business and the online marketing and the online brand, there comes a time where you're going to realize, what is my real life like? Because your real life is not your online business life. And you may see that you don't have anything great going because you didn't spend time. Or maybe you had some things that you were neglecting that you didn't get to enjoy. And you realize, like, I really need that. My heart needs that. My soul needs to spend time with these people. But I don't have time because of how much I have done or how much I'm trying to do. This is going to be great advice for those of you who are just starting your business so that you start with a foundation that you're going to be able to grow, because everybody wants to grow, right? This is not to tell you don't grow your business. This is to remind you that you can grow at a pace that is manageable. You can grow your business while also enjoying your life. So for those of you that are just getting started, this is going to be a great episode for you so that you are able to set up your business the right way right from the start. But there's been so many people that have just gone away, and it's so sad because they were so talented. With some tweaks and some changes, some boundaries, like really strong boundaries on how often they're saying yes to projects, how often they're saying yes to people, and really just creating space for them to live their lives and disconnecting, it could have worked. But they burnt out and they were dealing with some health issues that they were just like, no, like I need to get away from this. And so it's unfortunate because a lot of people are extremely talented and really good at what they do. But I also don't blame them, because if I got to a point where I had to walk away, and trust me, I've had my moments. I have had my moments. You've probably, if you've been on my social for the last 10 years, you've seen a switch, right? You've seen how I show up very differently. And you've also heard me tell you on this podcast throughout the years, at least the last 3-4 years, some changes I've made within my business to make sure that I was preventing myself from getting to this place, from wanting to shut everything down and just walking away and enjoying my life. And so we all have to at some point take a look at where we're at, where we're going, what our goals look like, what we want to do, and make sure that whatever steps we're taking to move forward, that we're making sure that they're going to be realistic and manageable for us to do. So I want you to ask yourself some of these questions. How much more do you need to scale? Whether that is in your business or in your life, how much more do you need to scale? How much more do you want? What does the next level up phase look like? When you think about your life and you're like, I need to level up, what does that look like? And is it something that you really want, or is it that you're just paying attention to what everybody else is doing on social media and you're just trying to have the life they have? Really ask yourself, the life that other people have that you think, because remember, we don't know what people's real life on social media is. And we've been shocked to learn some things because sometimes you put people on pedestals thinking they have this perfect life. And then you realize, oh, wow, they were struggling with things. And here I am being jealous of them. And they never shared that they were struggling with these things. And now we're surprised that certain things happen. So I want you to ask yourself, the people that you admire and the life that they're living, the businesses that they have, is that something really that you set out to do? Because I can tell you from working with people, building their businesses for so long, a lot of times people start with an idea of what they want. And this is the thing that excites them. I just want to make this much money so that I'm able to do this, this, and that. And then they start, they get into the online world, and you get to see what everybody's doing. Because before you get to that place where you want to start a business, you really don't pay attention to this stuff. You're probably watching funny memes, right? Funny videos, just having fun with social media. But when you get to use it for work, you start seeing how everybody else is using it. And then people start changing their goals. They start changing what they wanted to do originally before they even hit the goal that they originally set. They're over here making goals that are way up there, and then they give up. And so I want to ask you this very important question is, how much more do you want and how much more do you need? There's also a big difference between needing and wanting. That's something you have to be very clear about. My other question is, how much more money do you need to make and how much more money do you want to make? This is why I was saying need and want is two very different things. Some of us are going to need to make a certain amount of money, so you have to show up. Some of us may be okay financially, but we want to make more just because we see other people doing it. And if it's stressing you out and taking away from you having time to do other things in your life that are going to bring you joy, maybe they're not going to bring you the financial success, but they're going to bring you joy. They're going to make you feel alive. They're going to make you really be happy and live your life a certain way. And so you have to ask yourself, how much money do I need to make and how much money do I want to make? Another important question is, how much more time do I have to give more and to put more on my plate? When you look at your business, I hope you have a business plan and you go, okay, this year I'm focusing on these projects. Ask yourself, do you have time for those projects? Do you need to build those projects, create those projects, offer those services? Or do you just want to because you see that other people are doing it? Do you have time for this stuff? Because launching things and opening up your schedule for things, that takes a lot of time and effort. So do you have the time, or are you trying to figure out how to squeeze in more, knowing that you're already drowning with what's on your plate already? And it's really important to look at, okay, well, I'm already super busy and I already have a hard time taking the weekends off to be with my family. I already have a hard time disconnecting when I go on vacation. I already don't have time for any hobbies or for my health to go and do a workout class or find 30 minutes of my day to go for a walk. Like, I have a hard time doing these things. So if that's the case, ask yourself, is it realistic to add more onto your plate? And the last question that I want you to ask yourself is, how much more joy will I have if I took some of the time that I'm trying to spend to scale up again? What if I took some of that time and allowed myself time to do things for the sole purpose of just bringing joy into my life? Are there some hobbies that I want to do? Are there some things that I want to get into that have nothing to do with my work? They're not going to make me more money, but that's okay because it's going to bring me joy. What does that look like? You have to remember to look at your life and add some of these things into your life, because this is what prevents people from burning out. People burn out because they're working too hard at one thing and they're stressing themselves out. They're constantly putting themselves in a situation where they feel pressure to do the next thing and the next thing, and they're adding more and more and more onto their plate. And then they look around and they don't even have fun. They look around and they're like, yeah, I have money, but I don't even have time to go and spend the money to do fun things because I'm constantly working. And when I'm not working, I'm stressing out that I should be working. You know, they can't turn their minds off. They can't sleep well because they're thinking they should be up working late. That is not a realistic business plan to have. It's not going to be something that you're going to be able to manage long term. At some point, it's going to crumble. And you don't want to build a business or a life that you're not enjoying, that it's unmanageable, that's going to eventually crumble, because that's not smart, right? Because then you start stressing about, oh no, when is this going to crumble? Because I already feel like I'm drowning. So maybe it's time to reevaluate. Ask yourself these questions. Really ask yourself if scaling up is even needed, because how much more do you want out of life? I know I've had moments where I have looked at my life and thought, and I've shared this with you guys along the way, I have thought, you know, I really love my life. I can have this life and my business can not grow and I'd be okay with this. I'd be okay. I'd be happy and I'd enjoy life. I would be financially fine and I would be fine, right? But then there was also goals that I wanted to achieve. There was also more things that I wanted to do. But the moment that I realized this, what it allowed me to do was take some time to start adding some fun things to actually live my life. It helped me disconnect more so I don't always feel like I'm working. It helped me enjoy and love my business more because of the flow that I had going, the foundation that was set. It also inspired me in ways that I didn't think were possible. I didn't feel stressed. I was able to sleep better. I wasn't anxious. I didn't feel like I constantly had to work. And being able to take this time, it also helped me really see what kind of business I was building for the long haul. I realized that my business was not going away and I have years and years where I can continue to have it grow. I don't need to stress out about making this the biggest year of my life in my business. I don't need to worry about these super huge, unrealistic financial goals. I can actually relax, do the work, and it'll grow. It'll continue to provide. It'll continue to help other people. It'll continue to present itself. People will find me. They will find my business, and I don't have to stress out about it and burn myself out to the point that I'm just going to walk away from it because I feel like it's unmanageable. Everything that we do in life is manageable if we're realistic with ourselves, if we build in a way that's going to be manageable. You don't have to do what Susie and Mary are doing. You need to worry about what you need to do. Jeanette needs to worry about what Jeanette needs to do. Jeanette needs to worry about what's important in her life. Jeanette needs to worry about how much money does she actually really need to actually do the things that she wants to do and live the way she wants to live? And how much time does she have to grow that if that's something that she really wants? And what else is it that Jeanette needs in her life to be happy? And it wasn't always growing my business. So I encourage you to spend some time asking yourself these questions, thinking about this, and sitting down and just rewriting your business plan if that's what's needed. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. I hope you found it helpful. Take care, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.